Hi there. The word for today is practice humility. In Mark 9, verse 34, the Bible says they had been arguing about which of them was the greatest. Sound familiar? When Jesus asked his disciples, "What were you arguing about along the way?" they had been arguing about which one of them was the greatest. So they did not answer. He said, "If you want the place of honor, you must serve others." Now you think about this. If after living with Jesus day and night for 3 years, his own disciples struggled with this concept of humility, none of us is exempt, right? Then Jesus taught them a lesson they'd never forget. John 13, verse 3 says Jesus knew that he had come from God and would go back to God. He also knew that the Father had given him complete power, so during the meal, Jesus got up, removed his outer garment, and wrapped a towel around his waist. He put some water into a large bowl. Then he began washing his disciples' feet and drying them with the towel he was wearing. Then he really blew their minds by saying, "If your Lord and teacher has washed your feet, you should do the same for each other. I have set the example. And you should do for each other exactly what I have done for you." Author Bible teacher Chuck Swindoll puts it this way: bending the knee to help others or to admit weakness is considered making yourself vulnerable to those who might take advantage of you. Too many leaders view themselves as being there to be served, except for short periods when it's advantageous to be seen serving others, but not for too long. Not so for the followers of Christ, writes Swindoll. He says, for them, humility isn't a religious concept, it's a way of life. So the word for you today is practice humility.